Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. God has left his handprints all over the earth and beyond, and we will explore some of his amazing artwork this month as our adventure in creation for June. Isaiah 48:13 says, "My own hands laid the foundations of the earth, and my outright hand spread out the heavens." A fellow school teacher named the Creation Science Program I developed in Southwest Florida, God's artwork and his nature. Finding his designs has been a thrill through the years. I was sitting in the Ingalls parking lot the other day and noticed new growth on the pine trees on the north end of the parking lot. This was in the middle of May. They are in the shape of a cross. That is his signature of his artwork. This month we will examine some of his great designs and rejoice in our loving God who created his artwork for his created beings. That's us! Enjoy the lessons this month and marvel with me at his beautiful designs. God is a God of love, and that is so evident as we look around us. From a beautiful orange garden spider with a yellow design on its back that looks like a Japanese painting. Our Creator, God, gave us design, color, the joy of discovery and exploration on this incredibly beautiful world and universe of design. We are now stepping into the wonderful month of June with new life in animals, plants, all around us. Thank you, Jesus, for your perfectly designed world cycles of seasons, weather, plants, and animals. Thank you for the beautiful month of June, for each place on earth with your unique design on display, and the month that begins summer. Your plans, your creation, your designs are just a few of the many reasons to rejoice in our mighty King, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us so much to place a creation around us full of your wonder. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.